For whom does the bell toll? When the idea of doing this edition of Anarchy Moment came into my tiny little brain, I had two reasons that I was going to explain to you why those of you on the alternative right have already failed, and you just don't know it. Both of which you've already heard from me in the past. Now I have three reasons why those of you on the alternative right have already failed and will continue to fail. And while you will live in the fantasy world where the election of the Trumpenfuhrer means that the tide has turned, it has not. And the most dangerous thing to your cause is not the left-wing status social justice warrior. It sure as hell isn't the libertarian or the anarcho-capitalist or even the fucking filthy-ass anarcho-commie. The most dangerous thing to your stated goal of saving Western civilization is yourself. It's you. Once again, I've got to do this podcast. I just have to do this. I haven't got around to it yet. I really need to get to it sooner rather than later. As I have explained to you very shallowly, I need to do the in-depth explanation. Left-wing statists are evil. They are evil. They are simply evil. You right-wing statists, you're just stupid. You're pure fucking stupid. And now that I've said that, I'm going to prove it to you. Here we go. As you may recall, Lauren Southern was removed from the Patreon. She did the video. I talked about the video. Aaron Cleary did a good video. It's like 3.5 minutes. He's a little more fucking succinct than I am. Well, then again, everybody is more succinct than I am. When he asked the question, why are you people even using Patreon when you could use PayPal, accomplish the same thing, and PayPal takes a smaller percentage? That's a great question for you stupid alternate right-wingers. Why are you using Patreon when you could use PayPal to accomplish the same thing and you would give PayPal a smaller percentage of your money than you do Patreon? Maybe we could call that reason 3.5, that you're stupid and you've already lost, because you can't do basic mathematics. You can't look at two alternatives and say, well, here's one alternative, and they'll take 10% of all the donations that come to me. Here's another alternative that will take 3% of all the donations that come to me. I wonder which one makes more economic sense. I mean, if you even have to think about that, you're not smart enough to save Western civilization. You're not. You're not. And I don't care about your feels. I understand you have white skin. Yes, I know feminism is evil. None of that matters. If you can't figure out that having 3% deducted is better than having 10% deducted, you are not smart enough to save Western civilization. Are we clear? Did those of you in the cheap seats smoking the dope get me? The CEO of Patreon put out a video in which he explains his reasoning for removing Lauren Southern's Patreon account. I sat down to watch this with great, great glee, right? I was just, oh, this is going to be the biggest load of bullshit ever. And lo and behold, well, let's just listen to the video.
Hi everyone, so I want to do something a little unusual and make a video outlining Patreon's reasoning for taking down a creator's page. I found that tech companies are usually pretty disengaged from their communities when it comes to content policy and discussing takedowns.
That's because you computer geeks have no contact with the real world. Now, let me also point out that this guy looks gayer than gay could be. I can guarantee you this man has had, I use the word man loosely, this individual has had a man shoot cum on his face. And he talks like this. And you know what? When you're a millionaire, you could afford, I can't afford, as you can tell, you could afford some vocal coaching. What's really funny is when I was doing warm-ups for this podcast, I was talking about some of the stuff, and I fucked up the phrase vocal coaching then as well. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys, because I'm always honest with you guys. I'm not talking trauma level here or something, but I am a little self-conscious of the sound of my own voice. I hate the sound, and you're going to go, great one, this can't be true. As much as you fucking talk on the internet, no, it's true. The sound of my own voice a lot of times bugs the shit out of me. And I know also that when I get excited, I start going high pitch like that. And so I was like, ah, shit, I fucking hate that. Now, if I were the CEO of Patreon, I could probably afford to go and get myself a fucking speaking trainer, so that I could learn to not talk like this. And I could talk like a fucking man. And he's got his little facial hair, and he's got his bald head. And, oh, he looks so gay, and he sounds so gay. And now I've made fun of him personally, and we've got that out of the way. Now we're going to move forward.
I always wished that tech companies would just tell folks what the heck is going on. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that.
That'd be nice.
I just want to say that there are trade-offs of the transparency that you're about to hear from me and from Patreon. A ton of people are going to be angry about this video. A lot of people are just going to try and find holes in our logic. We're going to start a conversation that a lot of tech...
And we're going to start a conversation. Oh, God.
Tech companies would just want to completely avoid. But we're putting all that stuff aside for now, because at this point in time, it's much more important to explain to creators why we do what we do. So
okay.
To recap, Patreon recently took down the pages of all the members of Defend Europe, including Lauren Southern's page. And we also took down the IGD news page as well. Some people are really upset about this. Some people have even accused Patreon of making decisions based on political ideology.
No. No way. A leftist fairy like you making decisions based on political ideology?
So I'd like to clear all that up
right now.
Content policy and the decision to remove a creator page has absolutely nothing to do with politics and ideology.
Now that I'm not buying for a minute.
And has everything to do with a concept called manifest observable behavior.
Now, this is where I'm watching the video for the first time. I said, okay, well, now wait a minute. The guy looks gayer than shit, and he has this voice like this, and I really desperately want to criticize and make fun of him and disagree and all this other stuff. All right, now, manifest observable behavior sounds like some phrase that you would get from your human resources department. However, let us remember what is written in the articles of CLSology, which are available on the website at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. The articles of CLSology, which if you have not read them, then you don't know what you're doing. They are the instruction manual to fucking understanding the world around you and philosophy and anarcho-capitalism. What do the articles of CLSology tell us? The articles of CLSology very clearly tell us that you do not ever pay attention to what people, especially women, but people all around, doesn't matter, that you do not pay attention to what people say. You only judge them, you only pay attention to, you only draw your conclusions from what they do. Examples I give you, I always use. You got one guy over here. He talks about, I hate niggers. I want to kill niggers. I want to slaughter all the niggers. Has he ever actually harmed a black person? The answer is no. I don't give a shit. He can say what he wants all day long. That's freedom of speech. We have this other guy over here. He's very polite to everyone. He's never made a racial slur in his life. And then one day you go down in his basement and you find the dead bodies of 73 black people. It doesn't matter what he said or hasn't said. What matters is the bodies in the basement. So, baldy guy, I don't know this guy's name and I don't care. Baldy from Patreon throws out where we're going to look at manifest observable behavior. We're going to look at what people are actually doing, not what they're saying. So I'm like, well, okay. You're going down the right path, which is a little bit frightening because, again, I emphasize, I came into this video not wanting to agree with anything he said, wanting to poke holes in it, you know, wanting to be amused, wanting to be on Lauren's side, and all this other shit.
The purpose of using manifest observable behavior is to remove personal values and beliefs when the team is reviewing content. It's a review method that's entirely based...
Okay, now, you can't completely remove... hold on. I gotta back up.
Observable behavior. The purpose of using manifest observable behavior is to remove personal values and beliefs when the team...
Okay, personal values and beliefs. You can't remove personal values and beliefs because if you're removing that, then what are you going... How are then are you going to judge the behavior you see? And you again, you can say, well, we're going to judge it objectively. As you know, if you've listened to this podcast, I will, if I can talk, I will maintain that humans cannot be completely free of their own subjective personal biases. That all we can attempt to be objective, and often we can do a very good job, but our personal biases are always going to creep in there.
Team is reviewing content. It's a review method that's entirely based on observable facts. What has a camera seen?
Observable
facts. What has an
audio
device recorded? It doesn't matter what your intentions are, your motivations, who you are, your identity, your ideology. The trust
totally
and safety
agree.
Team only looks at manifest observable behavior.
We're
going to
look at
we get
behavior.
Rigorous and specific because we're talking about removing a person's income.
Right, because they can't get a job because they can't shut up about capitalism.
Authority to take away a human being's income is...
Now, remember, though, these same social justice warriors are more than happy to attempt to get people to lose their jobs by doxing them and all sorts of other stuff like that. Anyhow.
A sobering responsibility. It is not something to be done on a whim. And as a creator myself, I've had videos taken down. I always want Patreon to put creators first. The reason Patreon exists is to give creators power and income, to give creators a voice, a seat at the table.
No, the reason Patreon exists is for you to make money. That's why Patreon exists.
Super creator first in everything we do. Like, we give creators their patrons' email addresses. Can you imagine if Facebook or YouTube gave you your fans' email addresses?
He's kind of got a point. I've never used Patreon, but he's got a point there. You nobody else will let you have direct contact. Yeah, YouTube. Remember on the old days in YouTube when you could send messages to your subscribers? There's a little section where you could, like, send a message to all my subscribers, and they got rid of that. I'm not a power YouTube user. Maybe it's back and I haven't seen it, whatever. But again, he's got a point right there, point in his favor.
It just doesn't happen. And we don't just say that. We do it. It's our culture. It's how we operate. It's in every line of code.
Oh, God. I want to hear. It's our culture. It's in every line of code. Oh, shut up and get to the point.
In every product that we build.
Because I'm a good person to lecture other people about not being long-winded.
Every decision that we make at the company. So along those lines, the purpose of this video is not to bash Lauren or any other creator. She herself was upset that we didn't give her the evidence that we used to make this decision.
That should take some pretty incredible evidence behind it, shouldn't it? But what did you provide as evidence? Absolutely nothing.
So the purpose of this video is to just clarify that confusion, offer up that evidence, and explain to our creator community how we make these sorts of big decisions. So here we go. Here's how we made the decision to remove the pages of the members of Defend Europe. From a high level, we removed their pages because they directly obstructed a search and rescue ship in the Mediterranean. And they made a variety of statements and outlined plans to obstruct similar rescue ships in the future. And that's a violation of a section of our content policy that prohibits creators from threatening to take or from taking action that could lead to harm or loss of life.
Now, of course, the first question is, will this be applied equally to left-wing statist organizations and anarcho-communist? Will that happen? But, okay, so great. Lauren Southern didn't participate in those things, right? She said in the video she did not participate. She was thinking about participating. She did not participate.
video that she made after Patreon removed her page, Lauren says that she was not involved in Defend Europe's mission.
Exactly.
I assume that you guys are talking about the Defend Europe mission, a mission that, firstly, I am not actually taking part in.
There you go.
Questions like, is Lauren Southern an activist or is she a journalist? Is she a member of Defend Europe or is she not a member of Defend Europe?
She's not, she just said.
Those sorts of binary questions, turns out they just matter less than manifest observable behavior.
Okay, good point. How, is she this, does she that? How does she identify, is she a reporter or not? I agree with him. Those things don't, what matters is what you do. What are you doing? I don't care if you, I'm a reporter, because like I've said this before, nowadays every fucking alt-right idiot on the internet, I'm a reporter, I'm an independent journalist, donate to my Patreon, I'm an independent journalist, which is another word for unemployed, right? Remember, unemployed people used to call themselves consultants. Now unemployed people call themselves independent journalists. But it doesn't matter. Lauren said she was not involved in any of this stuff.
You can't use manifest observable behavior to say who someone is. That's just a more nebulous claim. You can use manifest observable
behavior. Use the word nebulous.
To say what someone did or...
It's one of my favorite words. So again, it pains me, but he's right. He's right. What he's saying right now, he's right.
Or didn't do, and whether or not those things are or are not against your content policy.
I was planning on joining them on the boat initially, just to record everything.
She said she was just on the boat to record the experience, and we don't believe that. Here's a clip of her on a boat telling the boat operator where to go to cut off an NGO vessel.
Get in front, Thomas!
In front of the boat!
Yes, in front of the boat! Go fast!
And here she says it again.
Quick, get in front! Get in front!
We believe that she was not only participating in the mission.
Wait, Lauren. You said you didn't participate.
But at times she was actively directing the operation. Again, she's instructing the boat operator to get in front of a rescue ship.
Get in front, Thomas! Get in front! Thomas, go!
No, it's too dangerous. We can't go in front.
They have to stop. We gotta go in front of the boat.
These are examples of manifest observable behavior.
Hold on. Lauren, sweetie. You said in your video you didn't participate. And yet, here's audio and video clips of you participating. Now, we can go through the whole argument of the rescue boats. Who are they rescuing? Should they be rescuing them? Should we, whatever, fucking, is anybody's parrot having an existentialist crisis? What is subsection 3, paragraph 4 of the international treaty say about boats on the ocean, on rescue missions, and the United Nations cluster? We can fucking do that. We can jack off to that shit all day long. Honey, sweetie, my cute little blonde princess whom I would love to stick my penis inside of. You said you didn't participate. And yet, here is audio, video evidence of you participating. Reason number one. The alt-right has already failed and is too stupid to know it. You are dumb enough to lie. Not just dumb enough to lie, you're dumb enough to lie about things where you can be objectively proven wrong. On top of that, you are dumb enough to lie about things you did, which you filmed and audio recorded yourself doing, and then say you didn't do them. This is like me coming on the podcast and saying, I have never said that poor people should be allowed to starve to death and die. Because there's only about 70 episodes of this episode where I've said that all welfare should be eliminated and people who can't feed themselves should be allowed to starve and die off and clean out the gene pool. Lauren, You fucking recorded yourself participating in this you save Europe, defend Europe, whatever the fuck it's called. And then you come on the internets and you say you didn't participate? Do you think the pussy pass is going to save you? And the thing is, it will, because there's so many thirsty alt-right men out there who are so desperate to have sex with you that they're just going to disbelieve this evidence. And, okay, could the evidence that Baldy here is presenting, could his video and audio clips be faked? Absolutely. They're really dark. Well, actually, we'll see some more. But could he be a fake to this evidence? Yes, there's a thing called Premiere, and there's a thing called Photoshop. He could have faked this. Yes. And that's one of the problems I talked about before with the fucking digital media. Everything can be faked. This is why I don't believe a fucking thing I see anymore. Unless I actually see it. And if it's on the internet, it's probably a lie as far as I'm concerned. You're lying to your own fan base when there is fucking audio visual evidence in existence that proves you're lying. I said it before, if you're going to lie about something where it is impossible or at the very least excruciatingly difficult to be proven wrong. The example I gave, which I'll use again, is that I have said unto you, my millions and millions of fans, that I have not banged many women, but all the women I have banged have been really good looking. Now, that could be a lie, that they're all really good looking. But in order to disprove that, first you'd have to find those women, then you'd have to find out what they looked like when I banged them, and even then, what a woman is good looking or not good looking is subjective. You might think she's really ugly, but I could stand here and say, no, I think she's a 9. And you can't disprove that I think she's a 9 because that is a subjective thing that only happens in my brain. But when you lie and you say, I was going to participate, but then I decided not to, and then some ball-headed fucking left-wing state of social justice, Lauren, you just got bitch-slapped by a ball-headed social justice warrior. You should delete all of your online presence and just go crawl under a rock.
Your actions that a camera and audio recorder can see and hear. Here she is literally detailing her intention to
literally
stop
Hitler.
This rescue boat.
So this is a boat called the Aquarius that has been illegally bringing in migrants from the Libyan Ocean.
In this video, you can actually see Lauren's face. The link for this video will be embedded in the show notes and everything else. But in the previous videos, if this is your first exposure, it's just dark and you can't really see anything. So it's like, okay, that would have been really easy to fake. In this video, you can see Lauren's face as she's talking.
For the last while, and they're just heading out again to bring in more illegal migrants, and we are going to stop that.
So once again, okay, but they're illegal migrants. Yes, we can chase all that shit and we can play this fucking lawyer games. Well, is it wrong to get in front of the boat that's bringing in illegal migrants and all this other shit? We can have that debate. I'm not even necessarily opposed to blocking these boats who are bringing in illegal migrants. I don't know enough about what's going on here to have an opinion about should she be doing what she's doing. That is not the question. The question is, it's not even a question. There's no question here. Lauren said she did not participate. Here's video evidence of her participating. That's called lying.
Here she is saying that the NGO vessel will have to stop by law if they're in front of it.
In front of the boat, they have to stop legally.
And here she is saying that the NGO vessel has stopped.
It's stopping, they're slowing down.
So what are these ships doing? Who is Lauren stopping and why is that bad? They are search and rescue ships that save people attempting to cross the oceans to Europe. Do you remember this photo
Subjective.
From 2015? It's the image of Alan Curdy.
No, I don't remember this photo because I'm not a loser.
A child who drowned in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, so here's where he's trying to justify that this is sort of the rules lawyering thing where he's all like, well, but see, why is stopping these ships bad? This is the argument I'm not interested in. I don't care if stopping these ships are good or bad. I do not give a shit about that. Once again, I care about one thing and one thing only. Lauren Southern, a member of the alt-right who wants to save Western civilization, was stupid enough to lie about something where she could be objectively, with evidence, proven to be lying. You are your own worst enemy.
In the Mediterranean, and the NGO ships, like the Aquarius.
So this is a boat called the Aquarius?
Are a response to the horrific events like the drowning of that child. These are images of Aquarius's search and rescue operation saving people at sea. And you can visit their website to learn more about Aquarius's operation here. And those are the type of search and rescue vessels that Lauren Southern directed that boat operator to obstruct in the clip that you just saw.
You gotta go in front of the boat!
The Defend Europe website now says that they don't intend to obstruct rescue vessels. But if you just watch those videos and Lauren's videos that she posted weeks and months ago, it's clear that they did stop and intended to keep stopping boats like that in the future.
God. Evidence is a motherfucker, isn't it, sweetie?
The politicians won't stop the boats, we'll stop the boats.
In an interview with Big League Politics, she said that she would continue those actions by getting more boats. And the team made good on that promise to get another boat. Lauren and the rest of the Defend Europe team successfully raised funds to buy another boat and continue operating.
The Sea Star is a massive freaking boat. Like, I'm gonna put a picture up here for people to see, but it's definitely an improvement from the little dinghy we were on before.
Our content policy also does.
She helped buy a boat for the operation she said she wasn't going to participate in. You're not going to save Western civilization. You actually lied about not participating. And there's this giant fucking trail on the internet, which this ball-headed social justice warrior could dig up. There's an entire trail on the internet of you participating in this. And you said, I was thinking about it, but I decided not to.
Distinguishes between what we call credible threats and non-credible threats. So when Lauren says,
if the politicians won't stop the boats, we'll stop the boats,
we ask ourselves, is this a credible or a non-credible statement? So let's look at the manifest observable behavior.
Once again, as much as it pains me, he's distinguishing between a credible threat and a non-credible threat. Right? It's like when I sit here and say, yeah, somebody should shoot Hussein Obama. Somebody should, but I'm not going to do that. That's just me venting. Normal, non-stupid people can figure that out. Just like when I hear idiots say somebody should assassinate Donald Trump. Even though they're stupid, and but I know that that person isn't really going to get a gun and go shoot Donald Trump. They're just venting. The distinguishment between a credible threat and a non-credible threat. It pains me to admit that Baldy has any level of intelligence, but he does.
Behavior. She and a crew successfully stopped a rescue boat in the Mediterranean.
It's stopping, they're slowing down.
As a part of that mission, she directed the boat operator precisely where to go to stop the vessel.
You gotta go in front of the boat!
She told the press she planned to do it again, and she helped a team successfully raise money to purchase a bigger boat.
And at the end we said we were gonna go out and we were gonna do this again. We were going to find a better way to stop these migrant boats and to stop this illegal trafficking. And we've done just that with your help.
And then they purchased a bigger boat. The Trust and Safety team and the Patreon executive team reviewed this overwhelming body of evidence and manifest observable behavior. Our conclusion was that their actions, if they continued to do what they were doing, were likely to inhibit rescue operations and potentially lead to people dying in the oceans. And that's a-
As painful as it is to admit, the man has a point.
Violation of a section of our content policy that prohibits creators from threatening to take or from taking action that could lead to harm or loss of life. One thing I want to make clear is that if instead of getting in front of the ship, they had just stayed on the side of the ship, that's totally okay. That is free speech. But there's a difference between standing outside of a hospital and holding up a sign and yelling and screaming and exercising your freedom to speak versus standing in front of a hospital door and obstructing people from getting in or out who need to treat someone who's in trouble. Okay.
As much as it pains me to admit it, He's right about that.
So next is why we removed IGD. This is another clear-cut example.
I don't even know who IGD is.
Of a creator not following content policy. First, they publish the doxing of an individual. Doxing is the practice of publishing private information about a person, like their home address or their phone number. This is a behavior that leads to all kinds of awful that I'm not going to get into right now, but doxing is not okay for Patreon creators.
All right, well, good. Again, I hope that this continues to be enforced against all aspects of the political spectrum. I am happy to hear that he is saying doxing is not acceptable.
Second, they published articles that demonstrated and encouraged pouring concrete over railroad tracks. The article discusses safety precautions, including notifying the train operators, but this is still a dangerous action that could potentially lead to people dying. In addition to being dangerous, it's actually a property crime, which is also against our content policy. There are probably going to be a lot of people who say that we're just taking...
And I don't know why you would put concrete across railroad tracks, but yeah, that's... The fact that he removed these people's Patreon account... is good.
Taking down IGD's page just to seem like we're being politically unbiased and fair, so I want to cut that argument off right here. The Trust and Safety team has a queue of reported pages, and they work through them in an order that they think reflects the urgency of taking down those pages. So we don't batch pages together and take down politically opposing pages at exactly the same time to proactively seem like we're being fair. Removing one particular page a week or two after we remove a different page is just how the team works through the queue. So when we removed Lauren's page, IGD had already come to our attention from a number of inbound reports and was already in our queue. Okay, moving on. So over the last few days, it's become clear to me that while Patreon performed a thorough and rigorous investigation to make these decisions, we didn't do a good job clearly communicating those decisions to the creator community. I got a handful
exactly.
of emails from creators asking us why we removed Lauren's page, and all we offered was a short statement about loss of life. We didn't properly invest in an external communications plan, so I want to take this opportunity to just apologize for subpar communication with the community. The perfect...
Even in the age of the internet, it's nothing but subpar communication. But he's right. He's got the evidence. He just took her down without presenting the evidence. And one of the consequences of our internet world is that whenever something like this happens, and especially if it involves a woman who is young and cute and blonde and lots of people want to have sex with, the news of that is instantly going to fire around the globe. And that's the power, I mean, that's the power of the pussy pass. If you're going to deactivate the account of somebody like Lauren Southern, who has a following of very thirsty, very sexually starved, very desperate, young right-wingers who think they're going to save Western civilization, and she is attractive, and she is cute, and she is blonde and everything, if you're going to take action against her, you have to expect a huge amount of backlash from all of the unemployed alt-righters who are independent journalists and thus have a lot of free time as they're sitting around in their mom's basements as they attack you on the interwebs. And the lesson that you may have learned here is that when you do this, you should throw the evidence out at the same time you throw out the actions.
The Creator First company would not have told a creator that there was no chance for appeal or avenue for recourse. I want our creators to trust that we're being meticulous and rigorous when it comes to important decisions. And we can't make a video like this every time, but at the very least, we can open up and be a little transparent about the processes that affect you as a creator.
Exactly. And so when you do take somebody down, you should just... You know, here's Patreon, here's some fucking free advice for you. If you're going to take some, when you take somebody down, and by the way, just because I want to make clear, I'm no way endorsing that you should go get a Patreon account. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get back to the reasons why the alt-right has already failed and is too stupid to know it. But Patreon, here's what all you do. When you take down somebody's account, they have... Obviously, each account has its own unique URL. At that URL, that's where you put the evidence for why you took them down. Just post it where their account page used to be. Anyone who goes there will be, oh, Lauren Southern said she didn't participate in this thing, but she did. Here's some film clips of her participating. You know, these are rescue boats. We've decided that these interfering with these rescue boats could cause people dying. Boom. Put the evidence right there where the person's Patreon page used to be. Easy peasy, done and done.
Creator on Patreon. So here's what we're going to do about it. We're going to make some commitments right now.
Commitments.
To the creator and Patreon community. We commit to doubling the size of the trust and safety team to ensure that we can continue evaluating pages with the right level of detail and rigor, even as Patreon grows. We commit to implementing an appeals process because every creator deserves fair treatment and a second chance. We commit to building a more fleshed out warning system. We commit to continued reform of our process and policy to make sure that it's modern, cutting edge, and keeping up with the speed of culture. We commit to forming a creator council with respected free speech advocates to make sure that our policies are as fair and as unbiased as possible.
Okay, the Creator Council will just be a magnet for social justice warriors. That's fucking terrible idea.
We commit to improving creator understanding of our guidelines through more transparency and education. We commit to better process for notifying creators of policy warnings and violations. And we commit to better communication with creators in question. Okay, so that's it, everybody. I hope this video helps you understand, like, why we do what we do and add some transparency to the way we think about these sorts of tough problems. And I think it's good to end just by reiterating how seriously I take and Patreon takes content policy. I am personally a staunch advocate of free speech.
Horseshit.
And our teams are meticulous in these investigations to make sure that we're being as unbiased and as fair as possible. This never happens on a whim, and it never happens without clear-cut, manifest, observable behavior. And also, most creators, like, don't even have to think about or worry about this. Like, unless you're gonna go block the doors to a hospital or commit fraud or money laundering, like, this is just not something that you have to be worried about. This is such an unusual thing, and Patreon is an open platform for all kinds of speech and opinions and ideologies. Okay, I'm gonna shut up now. Thank you for watching. I'll see you later.
All right. Well. Reason number two. The alt-right has already lost, and you don't know it, is because despite all of his assertions the otherwise, I remain fairly convinced that Patreon, when it comes down to it, ultimately is going to have a left-wing bias. You alt-writers out there, you independent journalists, you go out there and you fucking get your little Patreon page, and Patreon takes a portion of your money. And the people who run Patreon are left-wing statist social justice warriors. You are giving a portion of the money donated to you to your enemies. You're helping finance your enemies. The third reason you've lost, and you don't even know it yet. We've covered this before. Despite all of this, you continue and will continue to send your children to public schools and then off to the left-wing statist colleges. I saw some bimbo on Twitter the other day. This came through the whatever, I saw it. There's this long conversation, some right-wing chick is on there going, yeah, my 12-year-old kid, he's so conservative, when he gets to vote, it's going to be different because he is so conservative. And I'm thinking, how conservative can a fucking 12-year-old kid be? And all these other idiots on Twitter are jumping in going, yes, my 9-year-old is really conservative, and my 11-year-old, him and all his friends are really conservative. Ooh, they're all so conservative. It's like, they're 11 years old. They're 11. They haven't made it through 4 years of public high school, and they haven't made it through 4 years of college where they're going to be indoctrinated with left-wing statism. Alternative right, you have failed. You just don't know it. Number one, you lie. You lie in ways where it can be proven you're lying because you're stupid. Number two, you give your money to your ideological enemies because you're stupid. Number three, you send your children to places where they can be educated, there's air quotes around that word, and indoctrinated by your ideological enemies. You do this because you're stupid.